Hello, this is David Griffiths here. This is the second of the Speak On Media Suite podcasts that I'm compiling. This one will be looking at the audiobook feature in Speak On Media Suite. And actually, this one will focus mainly on importing your audiobooks into Speak On Media. For that reason, most of this podcast will be about using File Explorer to make that task easier. If therefore you're very confident, first of all, with making shortcuts that go to the desktop and also putting a shortcut into the Send To menu to make sending an audiobook to Speak On easier, then you probably don't need to listen to this podcast and you can skip straight to the third podcast, which will focus on using audiobooks and DAISYBOOK within Speak On Media itself. Having said that, if you haven't listened already to the first podcast about setting up Speak On Media, I do recommend you listen to that first before going on to the third podcast on using audiobooks. Just to quickly thank those people who've given me some nice feedback on the first podcast, but I should also have given a contact email address for you to contact me if you have any suggestions on how perhaps things could be done better than the way I describe here in the podcast. If you want to contact me, you should use my email address, daj.griffith without an S on the end. That griffith at gmail.com, and of course, you can also comment on the list I'm distributing the podcast. So, again, just to say, I'm using my Windows 10 desktop, and the date today is January the 4th, 2020. So, today we're going to start looking at the audiobook feature and initially set out some ways to load content into Speak On. If you listen to the first podcast, I described how to find the Speak On Media Suite directory. That is easy to find, but it's a little bit deep in the directory structure. So just to revise how we do that, bring up Explorer with Windows E.
Windows E. This PC, I can feel this box read only. Remove them, I can press the arrow keys. I can feel multi-select list box L. Devices and drives expanded. Local disk C, local disk 407.
L for local disk.
Enter. Local disk C, I can feel multi-select
list box. U for users.
Enter. Shell folder view, I can feel this box.
Then you would go for your name. In my case, it's David Griffiths, so I'm going to press D.
D, David Griffiths. Enter. Shell folder view, I can feel multi-select list box.
And then we go, just press M until we come down to my media, my Speak On Media Suite.
Microsoft, music, my documents, my Speak On Media.
Right, so there we are with my Speak On Media. Now, obviously, it would be a lot easier if we just had a shortcut to the desktop for that. So we'll do that first of all. Let's just do that by bringing up the application key.
Applications, context menu, to navigate, press up or down.
Then
O,
go up O, a couple of presses.
Properties, O, rename, M, delete, D, create shortcut, S.
There we go, create shortcut.
Enter, leaving menu, favorite privilege, I can do multi-select list box, my Speak On Media, 28/12/.
And so now we should have further on down here, if I press M again.
My Speak On Media shortcut.
And obviously the easier place to put that would be on the desktop, so I'm just going to go to
applications, context menu, to navigate, press up or down arrow, O, open, O.
Press N for send to.
Bluetooth device, D.
And it's a Bluetooth device, but the one that we want.
Calendar portable, S. Compressive folder, C. Desktop create shortcut, D.
Desktop create shortcut. So we just press enter there.
Enter, leaving menus, favorite privilege, items, new multi-select list box, my Speak On Media shortcut.
So if we go to the desktop now with Windows M.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list view, not selected, recycle pin, 1 of 82.
And now type
select,
MY.
Mozilla under Y, my Speak On Media shortcut, 82 of 82.
There it is, my Speak On Media shortcut. So now pressing enter here.
Enter, my Speak On Media, I can view multi-select list box, not selected audiobooks, 0 of 8.
We're clicking straight into audiobooks. And that's the first directory in the, my Speak On Media. However, I personally would recommend a further customization. What I would suggest you do is you make another shortcut here and put that in the Send To menu as well. So that's quite easy to do. If I show you how to do that, first of all,
music, audiobooks.
There's the audiobooks. That's the place we want to make the shortcut. So again, bring up the application key.
Applications, context menu, dynamic properties, O, rename, M, delete, D, create shortcut, S.
create shortcut.
Enter leaving menus, my Steam.media, items view, multi-select list box, audio books, 0/01/2015/27 file folder, 1 of 8, the movement item, press the arrow keys.
We just go down to the bottom.
Audio book shortcut.
And it will say audio book shortcut. Press F2.
F2, edit audio book shortcut, type in text.
To rename it.
Home.
And go. It becomes Beacon Audiobook Shortcut. Now copy that or cut it.
Copy selection to clipboard. Windows E. File Explorer. Items view multi-select.
Then we go to local disk C again.
L. Devices and drives expanded. Local disk C. Local disk enter. Local disk C.
Again we go to users.
New users. Enter. Shell folder view. Items view multi-select list box.
Again we go to your directory, in my case David Griffith.
E. David Griffith. Enter. David Griffith. Items view multi.
Only this time we go to app data. So we press A for app data.
A, app data.
And press enter on there.
Enter, app data, items view, multi-select list box, not selected local, 0/03/01/2015.
You'll hear not selected local, we want R for roaming.
R, roaming.
So we want, once it's on roaming, we press enter.
Enter, shell folder view, items view, multi-select list box, not selected two bright sparks, 0/08/07/2015.
Now we want to M for Microsoft.
M, Macromedia. M, Malerbyte. M, Microsoft.
There we are, Microsoft.
Enter, Microsoft, items view, multi-select list box, not selected.
Now W for Windows.
W, not selected Windows, Windows.
There we are, window, press enter on that.
Enter, shell folder view, items view, multi-select list box, not selected account picture, 12/12/12.
And now we go for S to send to, we try and find S to send to.
S, send to.
And if you enter that in there.
Enter, send to, items view, list box, read only, the movement item, press the arrow keys, items view, multi-select list box, S, speak on audio books.
You'll see I've already got speak on audio books in there, but that's where you would paste in that shortcut we created to put Beacon Audiobooks in there. Now the great thing about that is, if I close that down, if we close that down as well, and it goes to the normal document folder. Right, I'm going to go to my OverDrive folder with M. That's my contacts, I want my media. There we are, M, I just quickly gone down to my media.
Then we've got
MP3 audio books, this would be very familiar for people using your RMIB OverDrive service.
Open
that up. So this is an RMIB book called Haunted by someone called James Herbert. So if I just now bring up the context key, press N for send to. And if press S, it says speak on audiobooks, so I press enter on that. And there it is, it's been copied across. When we go to, that's my speak on, we want speak on media suite. There we are, speak on media suite. That when we open Speak on Media Suite, that book should be there, ready for us. We'll just see if it works, so press enter.
Enter. User account control dialog. We want to allow this app from an unknown publisher to make.
I've got user account control set up to be very high because I think it's a very good way of stopping programs that you don't know about loading in the background, so I would use this.
We want to allow this app from a yes button to activate, press space bar, hold followed by whatever.
Right. Use the manager's help submenu to quickly view useful tips. Manager task. Available media tasks list. Audio books, 1 of 10.
Right, so we're straight now into Beacon Media Suite. And you noted we've got the nice friendly voice which we put in last time. So we're just going to press enter on audiobooks. Now I've reorganised my folders a bit so it will say something different. It won't start playing a book when we enter now, because we're going to load another book. I just press enter on this.
Enter.
Audio books task. Player. Loading last media played. Nothing to play.
So it's looking for the last media that you played, and there's nothing there because I've moved all the folders around because I want to show loading a new book. But it's a useful feature of Speak on Media Suite. It will always try to return you to exactly the place where you were last listening. So it will look for the last media that you played in audiobooks, and it will look to try and make sure that it puts you right back where you were. So it's like an automatic bookmarking feature. So what we want to do is to press the tab key.
Library, media tree, audiobooks, directory, 1 of 1.
So this is the audiobook directory, and then if we cursor across.
Level 1, fiction, File directory, 1 of 3.
So this is one of my directories.
Haunted, audio, 2 of 3.
There we are, that's the one that we just sent to Speak On Me this week with that send to command from the Overdrive My Media directory. So just press enter to start loading that book.
Player.
This is an RNIB talking book. Haunted. By James Herbert.
Okay, that's where we'll end this podcast. In the next podcast, we'll get into playing audiobooks and Daisy books themselves within Speak On and get to all the great navigation and bookmarkings and other control features that it has within the program. So, until the next time, bye-bye for now.